Well, let's begin with something seasonal. Christmas television adverts. Now, which is the most popular? With over 20 million views on YouTube. And you can probably guess, it's the John Lewis advert with Monty the Penguin. And it's a marketing masterpiece. Cute boy, adorable penguin, loving mum, just enough of a dad to know he's around. This is a happy family. No rows, no mess, no technology, not an iPad in sight. Instead, it's nostalgic, traditional, festive, kids playing in the snow, and best of all, Monty's lonely search for love. A search which comes to an end on Christmas morning. And it's all too a rendition of John Lennon's Real Love, which sort of squeezes out every last drop of emotion. So John Lewis doesn't just sell stuff at Christmas. It offers you love. Real love. The perfect Christmas. A John Lewis Christmas. There's another advert that hasn't made it to the television. And you can only see it on YouTube. And it's only had a modest 60,000 views. It cost £10,000 to make. A mere 1/700th of the John Lewis campaign. And the only shot is of a mum and a dad, a modern mum and a dad, and a newborn baby. They're sitting in their living room, and it's all decked out for Christmas. But as you watch the 45-second advert, I'm sure you can see where this is going to go, the room transforms itself into a stable. And this family is transformed into Mary and Joseph and Jesus. And the whole thing ends with the sound of a baby's giggle. And then there's a strap line which says, Christmas starts with Christ. And the makers said, we thought it was time to produce a Christmas ad which the supermarkets are unable to make. One which shows where the feel-good factor comes from. Hence, Christmas starts with Christ. But you feel they're swimming against a tide. 20 million views against 60,000. And maybe it's not a bad idea. Perhaps it'll start a few conversations. But does it really mean anything? Christmas starts with Christ. But who is the Christ? Showing where the feel-good factor comes from. But what am I supposed to feel? How does a baby born 2,000 years ago make life any better today? Well, listen again to the words of the angel. Three words in particular. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. Three words. This baby is Saviour, Christ, Lord. So this newborn is the Christ. And Christ simply means King. Only this is the King to end all kings. The one who's come to put the world right. And what's striking about this King is his character. The baby grew up. And the man, Christ Jesus, was transparently good. Now, we're all good at something. But every strength has a flip side. So maybe you're thorough. But the flip side is that you're fussy. And you can be nagging. Maybe you're loyal. But then you're also stubborn. Maybe you're easygoing. But equally, you're disorganized. We all have that flip side. But when you look at Jesus, there is no flip side. There are no contradictions. He's gentle and yet strong. He's passionate, but he's not prejudiced. He's authoritative and yet humble, just and compassionate. When you look at Jesus, there is a beautiful symmetry. And the old religion can't cope with him. He breaks the mold. When he speaks, it's with a matchless wisdom and authority. And his character is pure. And yet he opens his arms and he welcomes the rubbish and the messed up, what they used to call sinners. When they approach this king, find that the touching point is his gentleness. He is transparently good. And he went about doing good. Didn't live in a bubble, but he experienced the squalor and the disease and the poverty and the violence of first century Palestine at its worst. And when you look at him, you realize there is no one like this king. No one like Christ. And John, his best friend, wrote this. He said, "We have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father." And this is it. "Full of grace and truth." A beautiful symmetry. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a king to follow, a Christ to adore. And if he's the Christ, he's Christ the Lord. Now, Lord is a divine title. Now, if you strike a note on a piano, it starts loud and then the note dies away. Well, the birth of this child is like the striking of a note. But far from the note dying away, it only gets louder and louder. Because when Jesus grew up, he claimed to be God. And he behaved like God. Again, John, his best friend, says we're with him for 3 years, night and day. Okay, all right, John, you're with him. What did you learn? What's he like? Well, says John, living beside Jesus, I learned what God is like. He says this is the message we have heard from Jesus and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. He says it again. We had it in our reading tonight. This is what he says about the one who came. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. What's all this about the Word? Well, in the original language, the word is logos. It means that this baby, this Christ, this Jesus is the ultimate reality. He's the note that sounds at the beginning. He's the one that stands behind all existence. And here on this Bethlehem night, the ultimate reality is born into our world. Emmanuel, God with us. Bible says we see the godness of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It's extraordinary, isn't it? He who had no beginning begins as this baby at Bethlehem. He is Christ the Lord. And then that third word, finally. He's the Savior. Now, you can argue about the existence of God, but the real question is, what sort of God is he? And the answer that the angel gave is that he's a Savior. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. This is the God who comes into this world. This is the God who comes to our rescue. Not to sort out our economic problems or our social problems or our ecological problems, but to get to the heart of all our problems, which the Bible says is our distance from God. The Bible says we've all gone our own way. And now we're so far from God, we can't find the way back. We're so lost, we don't even know that we are lost. Worse than that, says the Bible, we've sinned. We've broken the rules. You know what it's like to play a Christmas game without the rules? It's chaos. Maybe to watch a Boxing Day football match without the rules. It would be deadly dull. Rules, that's how things work best. And God's rules are the best. God says, love me with all your heart. And love everyone else as you love yourself. In other words, says God, I want you to fill the world with love. What's not to like? Only we've broken the rules. And it's not just dull, it's deadly. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Think about Christmas cards, all that peace and goodwill. But even then we can't stop ourselves. Apparently on average, folk strike 5 people off their Christmas card list every year as an act of revenge. Have you struck anyone off your Christmas card list? Maybe they didn't send you one last year, or they've done something this year, and right, that's it. No Christmas card from me. Well, that's just Christmas cards, isn't it? And in the season of love and peace and goodwill, just big that up. No wonder the world is a mess. Well, someone's thinking, okay, where's the feel-good factor? Well, it's in those words, isn't it? A Saviour. That's where the feel-good factor is. A Saviour to rescue us, to bring us back to our Maker. And he did it by his cross. A friend of mine was chatting to an RAF veteran on the platform of Ruislip Station. And during the war, this man had flown bombing raids over Germany. And he couldn't get out of his head what he'd done. Many bombing raids, many bombs. He couldn't get out of his head all the people he must have killed. Well, particularly, I said, it was the thought of all the children that he bombed. And this man was filled with remorse. And we all know that feeling, don't we? That sense that there's unfinished business. That sense that there are wrongs that I've done that have yet to be righted. Things that I can't undo. My friend said to him, have you been to church? And he said, yes. And all they talked of was some nonsense about the love of God. What he needed to hear about was the sinless Son of God nailed to a cross. If the wages of sin is death, if that's what my sins deserve, then Jesus died that punishing death. And justice was done. The wrongs were righted by God himself. That all who come to this Jesus can enjoy the calm of sins forgiven and peace with God. And much, much more. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And it's not religious twaddle. It answers that man's deepest need, that RAF pilot that need he had for peace and forgiveness and that sense of being reconciled to God. It answers the deepest need, and therefore it answers all our needs. The Saviour God who came to rescue us from our sins. That's the real feel-good factor. That's real love. Now, in West London, we're a cynical lot, aren't we? Maybe you think, I've heard all this before, promises. And maybe you're particularly wary, you know, particularly when you get onto this sort of area. But a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord? Look at his character. It's got to be worth a second look, isn't it? And examine his claims. They really are worthy of investigation. I've put some of these out the back, John's Gospel, so they'll be at the exit there. We had the first chapter, some of the first chapter read to us, it was the last reading. Have a look at it, read it for yourself, make up your own mind. Come to your own thoughts on who this is. But look, examine. And maybe then think about coming to the Saviour God who promises everlasting life for all who bow the knee. Do you know the most frequently asked question in Poundland is? It's how much is that? Right. It's Poundland, isn't it? How much is that? It's a pound. It's in the name. What's Christmas about? It's in the name. And that's the good news this Christmas.